As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
To coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe on the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru VRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. A Subaru Canada presentation. Consider us your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas, host and blabbermouth. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline Master Control. Ryan Clark in charge of the network tones for us again this week. Coming up, a couple of red-hot Canadian drivers making big noise. On the Tissot Talent Watch, we meet 16-year-old NASCAR Canada rookie sensation Caden Lapcevich out of Grimsby, winning already and challenging for the championship and doing it on a shoestring budget. It's a great story. Great story here, too. Niagara on the Lake, Stuart Friesen, who's veteran front-running in dirt modifieds and sprint cars, has him set up for more NASCAR Truck Series work on big paved ovals. Stu gives us the lowdown. A.J. Allmendinger, who learned road racing in IndyCar, says the road course stuff in NASCAR is still the biggest challenge they face. And we scan more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance at the grand prize pack. In the race wrap, Denny Hamlin takes a messy road course challenge at Watkins Glen. Brian Clausen is badly hurt, and Junior needs to miss a few more to get over the concussion thing, but he says he's not done. So for race fans across Canada and U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Edu Castroneves, and you are listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? Like gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. Tissot is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tissot dealer. For more information, visit TissotWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tissot, Swiss watches since 1853.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Eric Thomas, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. with the Raceline Race Wrap. We're going to hold the Brian Clausen story so we have the very latest off the wire for you a little bit later here in the news. Off the top, though, our presenting sponsor and partner Subaru, all kinds of good news. Best July ever. Momentum building toward a new annual sales record. Over 28,000 vehicles sold. Record-breaking July for WRX STI. Some of the headlines is July Sub sales are tallied up. Up 4.1%. Subaru Canada's year-to-date sales up 2.2%. Subaru's top hot rod, the WRX STI, featured here on Raceline, celebrated its best July ever with 404 of the turbocharged Rally Icon sold, an impressive increase of 30.7%. Huge thanks to all of you who grab hold of that Subaru message each and every week right here on Raceline Radio, presented by Subaru. The success story rolls on. NASCAR Sprint Cup, the road course at Watkins Glen, New York. Lots of wrecks, lots of yellows, lots of red flags in a very untidy battle where Denny Hamlin shot into the lead with 7 to go, then resisted a late attack from Martin Truex Jr. for his first road course win, first at the Glen, second of the season. Joey Logano second, Brad Keselowski finished third. The cup points now into Bristol. Kevin Harvick, who was 32nd, knocked out of contention early in this one at the Glen, leads Keselowski by 22. Cup clippings, Jeff Gordon replacing Dale Earnhardt Jr. for a little while longer, as Jr. still has a balance sight and nausea issue from a concussion. Jeff came out of retirement to replace Jr. at Indianapolis and Pocono, was still in the number 88 at Watkins Glen, where he finished 14th. He will do Bristol and maybe a few more. Earnhardt has some days when his balance is better and days when it's not. It's all rooted in something called gaze stability, not being able to fix on an object a long way away when you move your head. It also affects his balance, and that can trigger an upset stomach. Yeah, it's rotten, but Junior insists he will be back, and he is not about to retire. A.J. Allmendinger, fourth at the Glen, tells us the two road courses on the Cup schedule continue to provide some of their biggest challenges.
Road course racing, it lends itself for a lot of opportunities of passing, for mistakes, for strategy. A yellow at the wrong time. You know, I saw a couple of years in a row with Marcus Ambrose, had a chance to win the race. Yellow falls at the wrong time. Now he's restarting 20th, having to get back up through the field. So,
Xfinity Series at the Glen. Joey Logano won it from the pole for Team Penske's first series win. They've been struggling in that category this year. Coming up on the TSO Talent Watch, 16-year-old NASCAR Pinty Series standout rookie Caden Lapcevich. Then dirt modified sprint car ace Stuart Friesen on his new NASCAR truck assignments. Let's talk some Formula One. Well, almost as I stated, you either allow all radio yak or none at all. F1 has lifted that stupid ban on radio chatter. There's still going to be some restrictions, though. On the formation lap, drivers cannot be told about clutch bite points and mapping. After that, exchange chocolate cake recipes if you want. A shame they didn't think this thing through in the first place, huh? Oh, Charlie Whiting with F1 says visibility concerns with the Halo cockpit protection device, the main reason why they're delaying its introduction. Others worry it doesn't protect drivers really from front debris intrusion, and it doesn't. IndyCar 2017 and tentative 2018 schedules going to be announced shortly. But word is next year's schedule, including Toronto, is going to look a lot like this year's, with maybe a former venue returning. And that could be the 1.2-mile oval at Gateway St. Louis that's actually in Madison, Illinois. Gateway hosted kart races from 97 through 2000, replaced by NASCAR trucks. Calgary for Sportsnet 960 on the network, and a return to Australia and Portland could happen for IndyCar in 2018 by the looks of things. IMSA Sports Cars at Road America, Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Prototype win, first overall, the Dane Cameron Corvette. Vets actually swept the top three in this thing. PC winner was Tom Kimber Smith's Orica GTLM to the Richard Westbrook Ford GT. Meanwhile, Multimatic Motorsports' Billy Johnson and Canadian Motorsport Hall of Famer and good guy Scott Maxwell with the hat trick, their third win in a row, fourth of the season in the Sports Car Challenge category at Road America. NHRA drag racing winners in Seattle. No results in as of yet. As a matter of fact, a lot of trouble with their social media for the NHRA. If we have those results in Funny Car, in Pro Stock, and Top Fuel, we'll certainly pass those on before we leave the air. We can tell you, though, that recent guest Courtney Force banged up a right knee and a left elbow, was lifted to hospital for observation when she whacked the wall in first-round eliminations. Meanwhile, Kalitta Motorsports funny car driver Alexis DeJoria broke her pelvis, ouch, after a hard wall smack during first round of eliminations at Sonoma. The driver of the Tequila Patron Toyota Camry took the green light in the left lane against John Forrest. The flopper lost traction, made a violent twist to the left as soon as DeJoria nailed it, causing the car to careen into the retaining wall. Heel fast, young ladies. Our rally news, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales.
Well,
Chris Meek is telling us his Rally Finland win ranks second only to a World Rally Championship among his career goals. He became the first British driver, you recall, to claim the WRC's most famous gravel rally with a Citroën. Meek, you see, is only contesting a handful of WRC events this year in a two-year-old car, as Citroën focuses on 2017 preparations. Okay, fresh off the wire, and here's the scoop. And the reason I did it this way is because some irresponsible people earlier in the afternoon were telling us that he had died. It's not true. Prayers for Indy 500 runner-up, USAC champ, and dirt track specialist Brian Clausen, airlifted to hospital out of the Midget Nationals at Belleville, Kansas, after a bad one on Saturday night. Clausen was leading when he was stuffed into the guardrail by a backmarker. He flipped violently several times. But while his car was on its side, it was T-boned in the cockpit area by another car. Yeah, it took rescue workers half an hour to get Brian out of the twisted wreckage. No updates from USAC, but the family has tweeted that Clausen is critical. They do not elaborate on his injuries, but he is breathing on his own. Good thoughts from all of us at Raceline Radio for Brian Clausen. He's a good one. And sad to hear, we've lost the best Formula One driver, perhaps, who never won a championship. New Zealander Chris Amon. In his 73rd year, Amon finished on the F1 podium 11 times for Ferrari, March, and Matra. Amon also won the 66 24 Hours of Le Mans, sharing the legendary Ford GT40 with compatriot Bruce McLaren. It was a controversial finish when the twin Ford GTs with drivers Amon, Miles, Hume, that's Denny Hume, yeah, and McLaren, crossed the line side by each. They had their finishing positions reversed in the results on the basis of total distance completed. During 65 and 66, he was successful as well in Can-Am, winning races for the McLaren team, and he raced several times at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Motorsport, Godspeed, Chris Amon. And 2011 Moto2 World Champ Stefan Bradl, set to replace 2014 World SSP Champ Michael Vandermark at Honda World Superbike, along with 2006 World MotoGP Champ and former Raceline Radio guest Nikki Hayden in the Motul FIM Superbike World Championship next year. Hayden and Bradl are also a Tiso Swiss Watch Sports Ambassadors. Easy for me to say. And that's her for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Questions, opinions, comments, make it sing. Share ideas, thoughts, and opinions with fellow gearheads across the network. Your comments could win you the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. We get to those emails and comments shortly. Lisa, pit stop time, but once back underway, we meet NASCAR Canada rookie sensation, 16-year-old Caden Lapcevich on the Tiso Talent Watch, then Canada's Stuart Friesen on his expanded NASCAR truck program. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today along the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? Like gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
The good people at Jack Link's know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Link's small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
Tiso is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch, featuring a carbon effect dial with a remarkably rich design. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tiso dealer. For more information, visit TissoWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tiso, Swiss watches since 1853.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas on Word Generation. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. You know, we've been friends of the Fastline Motorsports Lapsovich family for years. With brothers Jeff and Jim in the old cast car days to NASCAR phase, and their late father, Papa Joe Lapsovich, running the whole shebang. Now a new generation of this family is creating a sensation in the NASCAR Pinty's Series. 16-year-old Caden Lapsovich, Jeff's son, has already won Saskatoon in his rookie campaign and is putting the heat on veteran Andrew Ranger for the championship. And they're pulling off this amazing feat on a bare bones, minimum budget, race to race on a wing and a prayer. On the TSO Talent Watch, introducing Canada's next stock car racing star, Caden Lapsovich on Raceline Radio.
The first thing we need to do is congratulate you on an amazing feat and an amazing story. Congrats, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Did you ever think you'd be in the middle of one of the hottest Canadian racing stories of the summer this soon?
Definitely not at the start of this season. After we lost our Tim Horton sponsorship, I sort of just thought it was all going downhill from there. But, we're looking up right now. We're going race to race. We're putting up some good finishes. And, we've brought along a couple one-off deals that have helped us get race to race. So,
right.
It's definitely a dream come true to be racing against the best in Canada. Guys that I looked up to and idled for so long. Right. It's something I'm truly blessed to have.
Yeah, really. I mean, let's talk about the battle with, veteran Jason Hathaway and, at the end to score this win in Saskatoon. Holding people like former champ LP Dumoulin and Indy 500 pole winner Alex Tagliani behind you. How do you focus on leading and then finishing this thing like you needed to without letting those guys behind you with so much more experience rattle you from what you need to do?
I've always raced with guys, kids I should say, that have had more experience throughout the quarter midgets and the super stocks. And as I moved my way up through the ranks of stock cars, I've always raced with guys that have been older than me, been in the sport longer than me,
mm-hmm.
Had more experience and stuff. So it was always just the same, just trying to stay calm, cool and collected, not look in my mirror at all and just go forward and try and run away with it.
Rookie Caden Lapsovich from Grimsby, Ontario, driver the number 76 Ace Services Fastline Motorsports Dodge in the NASCAR Pinty Series on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. Family-owned Fastline Motorsports team, Caden, has never participated in the Western swing of the series before due to funding and things. But after that eighth in Toronto, you're only 13 points, I think it was, behind Andrew Ranger for the championship. You're obviously glad that the funds were found to at least allow you to get out there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, we're taking a race to race, but we still have a very reasonable shot at taking over first here soon, and we have a very commanding lead over third. So it was sort of like if we want to stay in this and push for that marketing sponsor or marketing partner, we got to do this. So everything sort of fell into place at the right time, and I'm just very grateful that we were able to come up with a little bit of funding to make that trip out west.
Rookie Caden Lapsovich on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. What an amazing thing to have happen, though, because you went out there with just pretty much by yourself, maybe one or two guys, but you had a lot of local guys, Saskatoon racers who helped, jumped in there when you couldn't afford to bring everybody west. That's an amazing story in itself to get all those guys, in one direction. Then you wind up winning the thing. Well, how amazing was that?
It was pretty cool. we took to the internet and we found a couple. The whole race community just sort of came together and helped me at the right time, I guess. It's truly amazing to know that there's just great people out there that are willing to lend a helping hand anytime you need something.
Yeah, that's true, and that's one of the good things about this sport is you're going to find people like that and where you least expect it. Caden, we've been friends with your dad, Jeff, and your uncle, Jim, for years. We certainly knew your late grandfather, Papa Joe, very, very well. The family's been racing for more than half a century. You certainly grew up in a racing environment, but was it always assumed that you would follow in those footsteps?
I'm not really sure. My dad sort of had to push me to get into my first quarter midget.
Okay.
I didn't really take to it as early as I think most of the thought, but you know, once they got me in there and got me going and I started winning and stuff, it was just something I couldn't give up. And
yeah,
so I've tried carrying it all the way through, and I'm just going to keep going with it and hoping to carry on the legacy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 16, though, high school, still got the education to balance along with your racing. Is that a tough thing for you to do, Caden?
Yeah, especially as I'm getting up through, like, grade 11 and 12 and looking at universities and stuff. So, but I'm trying to balance it as good as possible, put together a good racing program. It's hard, but, you know, a little challenge never hurts.
Do you have a favorite driver?
I always looked up to my dad. He taught me so much, and we've been together through my whole racing career, and it's just it was definitely something special that what we had, and we've always sort of really clicked together and come together at the right time.
That's perfect. Fastline Motorsports, as you say, continues to seek marketing partners and sponsors just to complete this season. I've got people, Caden, like West Lincoln Mayor Doug Joyner calling me to drum up support and sponsors for the car. So those listening to this can reach the team to talk business. The email address is lapsevich23@hotmail.com. You can also visit the Fastline website, lapsevichracing.ca. Congrats again, Caden, from everybody along the Raceline Radio Network. Thanks for these few minutes. It is one fantastic story.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, it is a great story indeed. Caden's only 16 and with very limited budget, putting the bigger boys on their butts. Sounds like a driver and team of company should get behind for some valuable exposure, huh? The Fastline website, as we said, is all the info you need to jump aboard. Caden Lapsevich on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. All right, Lisa, another pit stop before we wind into the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then Canada's Stuart Friesen on his newly expanded NASCAR truck to-do list. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Cameron Haley, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network is Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority, don't you know? I'm Eric Thomas. Check out my Thomas Tales blog on the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns and Inside Track Motorsport News magazine and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. So away we fly with our Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest. Your chance to grab the grand prize pack. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answer to those questions in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum for the official draw to win the prize. The winning entry is drawn at random by yours truly at the end of the on-track racing season in November, and the winner claims the prize pack loaded up with all kinds of Subaru goodies. Talking about the BRZ Sports Coupe all summer, the official Raceline Radio Network special events cruiser, so the question kind of ties in. It is this one. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, I need you to give me the peak horsepower of that engine, and at what RPM is that peak horsepower registered, okay? I'll ask it again. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, you need to give me the peak horsepower of that motor, and at what RPM is it achieved, okay? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca. That's Eric at racelineradio.ca to get your email entry into us. You spell Eric with a capital E, a small K, and you do not put a space between Raceline and Radio, okay? Eric at racelineradio.ca. To the mailbag we go. Lots of entries this week listening on TSN 1200 in our capital city of Ottawa. Stuart Passmore is here. He says, E.T., he's got the RPM and the peak horsepower correct. Can't give it to you. That would give it away, wouldn't it? No, just trust me. You have to. Stuart Passmore has it. Stuart has entered again. I think he's got one or two entries in there. Thanks, Stuart, for that. And thank you for listening on TSN 1200 in Ottawa. Another contest entrant, Sportsnet 590 The Fan Toronto, and podcast for Shane McGuinness in Mississauga, or Mr. Mrs. Sausage, as some people call it, just outside Toronto. Hi, E.T. Great show, as always. Thank you so much, Shane. Appreciate that. He says, the answer to the Subaru trivia question, the four-cylinder BRZ Sports Coupe Boxer engine has a peak horsepower of,
Yeah, he's got the horsepower correct and the RPM it's achieved correct as well. Way to go, Shane McGinnis out of Mississauga. He is in to the brake drum with the possibility to win the contest if we draw his name out of there. One of the first guys to win a prize pack in the contest has been listening since day one, really. Sportsnet 590, the Fan in Toronto, Avram Posen. Usually averages one or two, sometimes three entries per week. They all go in. And just because I don't read them on the air doesn't mean they're not in that drum. We don't read every one we get. We just don't have time for that. So we just take a selection every week and read those things on the air. Hi, ET. A Subaru's BRZ engine is so many horsepower at so much RPM, and he's got both of them nailed perfecto. Way to go, Avram. He has a little question here. He normally does when he enters as well. And you can do that. You can enter and comment or comment and not enter. It doesn't really matter. One or the other or both. We're kind of easy that way. He says, with Sir Bernie, as an Ecclestone, rattling his change purse in Montreal and a few other venues, he has a good turn of phrase, who gets to run Formula One when Bernie finally steps down? I certainly don't want to be part of the fallout when that happens. You're not alone there. Well, you know, actually, the answer to this, the quick answer to it, Avram, is nobody. But that sounds silly because Bernie's 85. He's not going to do it until he's 100, even though he's told the media that he wants to run the commercial side of F1 until he's 100 years old, which is not really practical. But the answer is there really isn't any one person that's come to the fore that is going to be the definite replacement for Ecclestone once he decides to step down. Oh, there's lots of names being bandied about. Niki Lauda, connected with the Red Bull team, is certainly a former Formula One driver. A well-known legend in the sport, never afraid to speak his mind, always critical when it's necessary, and has a lot of praise when it's necessary. He might be a guy that may want to do that. Luca Di Montezemolo, the guy who used to run Ferrari, his name has been mentioned as a possible successor to Bernie Ecclestone. Former Nestle chairman Peter Drabeck, not that well-known in racing circles, but certainly their company has had long-time business involvements and partnerships with F1. He's another guy that's been kicked around as well. FIA President Jean Todt is another name that gets bandied around, mostly with the European media in terms of who they think might be around to take Bernie's place should he decide to pack it in. Quick note here, Brian Clausen, again, recovering from injuries suffered in an accident, a midget car accident, dirt track in Belleville, Kansas, airlifted to hospital. He is still with us. He has not expired, as some people put on the air, which just frosted me completely. Anyway, good prayers and thoughts for him. Your entries, please. The Subaru trivia question you have to answer. The four-cylinder Subaru boxer engine that powers the BRZ sports coupe. I need the peak horsepower at what RPM? Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your entries. Eric spelled with a capital E, small K. Pit stop, please, Lisa. Then one-on-one with dirt-modified sprint car headliner, Canada's own Stuart Friesen, who is doing some more NASCAR truck stuff. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ sports coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Ed Yalmanayer, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? A gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. Tissot is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch.
This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized Tissot dealer. For more information, visit TissotWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T Watches.com. Tissot, Swiss watches since 1853.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio, Motorsport Authority, Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Stuart Friesen of Niagara Lake, Ontario, in News Talk 610 CKTV coverage, has been a family and Raceline friend for years. Son of Jamie and Yvonne Friesen, married to sprint car notable Jessica Zemkin, their new baby boy Parker, and faithful pit dog Charlotte always in tow. Stuart is a bona fide dirt modified and sprint car headline performer that got him a NASCAR Truck Series ride on the clay at Eldora Speedway. And he was very impactful in that race until the truck broke, but he impressed enough that he's got some additional Truck Series paved track assignments on the horizon. Recorded at Merrittville Speedway just prior to the first of back-to-back Super Dirt Car Big Block modified shows, Stuart Friesen is back with us on Raceline Radio. Did you have any kind of an idea that when you jumped in the Billy Hess prepared Hallmark entry for Eldora on dirt, which is your realm, that it might involve some asphalt assignments?
Well, you know, there was a little bit of talk about that. You know, when I got together with the you know, the Howler International race team last winter, and we built this dirt modified team, you know, to compete for the Super Dirt Series this year, there was some talk about doing the truck, and Eldora, you know, was on top of the list. And then everything didn't really come together quickly. It kind of came together slowly. You know, Billy Hess got involved. Willie Ockmoody, the team manager, has some connections, and, you know, down south. So everything just kind of built. And, you know, Chris Larson, the president of Hallmark, instead of, you know, we could have went to a team and, you know, just threw a bunch of money at it,
sure,
and said,
yeah,
you know, let's do six races or let's do whatever. He kind of wanted to do it his own way and, you know, start his own team kind of deal. So right now that's kind of what we're doing. We're building it up, and, you know, we had a great showing at Eldora, which was awesome, which gives us a little bit of a foot to stand on.
The oil cooler got in the way.
The oil cooler did get in the way, yeah. The mount broke on the radiator. The oil cooler's attached to the back of the radiator. It moved down, rubbed on the power steering box, and unfortunately, with 40 laps to go, we were out of it. But, you know, it was a good start for us. And, you know, they bought a good used truck from the Billy Boat team. That was it's a two-year-old Kyle Busch Motorsports truck. We got a great engine from Earnhardt Childress, which is awesome to have. So we're just going to kind of build off of it and see what we do next. You know, there's, you know, a lot of excitement to go there and run every race. But I think right now we're going to just try to maybe get a test in a couple weeks on pavement somewhere. And then maybe look at New Hampshire. And then, you know, I think I think the best case scenario would be that we'd run maybe three or four races well prepared this year, rather than jump in and try to go every week and just beat ourselves up. You know, it's a new deal, and we're building it. So to be a part of that with Chris Larson and with Hallmark International and you know, the race team is pretty cool to be in on the ground floor.
Stuart Friesen on Raceline Radio. Back up a couple of sentences. You said the magic word pavement. There would be a natural correlation to breaking the back end of one of these trucks sideways on the clay at Eldora, based on your experience in big and small block modifieds and the sprint car. Asphalt is an entirely different deal. How much experience have you had on pavement, Stuart, and is this a monstrous learning curve for you?
I think the learning curve is just the vehicle itself and the truck and the differences, you know, with the shifting and kind of the layout of the truck and the handling characteristics, the suspension characteristics. That's, I think, the biggest learning curve. I have a little bit of asphalt experience. You know, I grew up racing the TQ Midgets all over the place.
Sure.
Lancaster, Holland, indoors, Niagara Falls. You know, we did some races at Flamborough, Sobble Beach. So
it ain't the same, though, is it?
No, that's very close to driving a sprint car on dirt, the TQ, you know, with the wing and stuff, which is a little bit more, you know, balls out than what the truck is. The truck's a little bit more reserved. It's more like a pavement modified, which we ran at Oswego a couple years ago. We ran some races at Wall Stadium. So I have a little bit of limited experience, but just getting in the truck and when we tested with it in Tennessee and then running Eldora, that's what it handled most like. It felt like taking a pavement modified and putting it on dirt and just trying to get around. So I have a little bit of, you know, foot to stand on there. I guess a back foot to fall back on. But it's still going to be very new. So like I said, you know, Teddy Brown's going to crew chief, built a good relationship with him the last couple weeks. And Billy Hess is kind of managing the whole deal for us. And you know, it's going to be what they think we can do and be the most prepared to do. So, you know, it's good. We got the resources are there to do a good job.
That's
so
important.
That's the biggest part of the puzzle. Yeah. You know, and you know, like I said, that everybody at the Helmar Racing team is very excited about that part of it. So it's good. We're in a good situation and the kind of the ball's in our court and we're gonna, you know, see where we can bounce it.
You're a patient guy, I think, but there's always that danger when you're going from something that is just foreign to what you're normally doing to get over anxious, and we've seen drivers do that. And it never amounts to anything. What about in your mind, you just say, okay, we get in there, we learn, we do the best we can, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. Is that kind of the way you're looking at this, Stu?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a great dirt modified race team that we've built up here this year, and to be running second currently on the Super Dirt Series is something that that we're doing better than what we expected, you know, the first year deal for this team. So we got some wins. It's been good, and that's, you know, the main focus. And then, you know, branching off with the truck is very exciting, but still the main focus is to you know, achieve all our goals that we set for this year. So it's exciting. You know, we have a great race team. We have a lot of great people involved, which is what it takes. And, you know, we'll just go, you know, kind of week to week at this point and try to put our best foot forward on the dirt. The dirt schedule has been crazy in July. We just got done running, I think, 21 races in 29 days. So it's been a grind, and we have Merrittville tonight, Ransomville tomorrow, and then we have 2 days off. And we haven't had 2 days off in a row since, I think, the beginning of June. So it's been pretty crazy. So we'll just try to catch our breath and get our stuff, you know, back maintained for the final grind of September and October, the Dirt Series. And, you know, if we can squeak in a couple truck races, that'll be, you know, the icing on the cake.
Perfect. While I have you here, Super Dirt Week continues to survive, but it's going to undergo a tremendous metamorphosis, a bigger change. Glenn Donnelly's track won't be ready. They're going to put clay down at Oswego. Have you had a chance to wrap your head around that situation while all this other stuff has been going on with the big block tour and, of course, all the truck stuff has been happening?
You know, to be honest with you, I was hoping they would announce that they were going to go to Oswego soon as Super Dirt Week was over last year. You know, I really thought that'd be a cool venue for it to play out at. And, you know, with Glenn's track not getting done, the Central New York Speedway not getting completed in time, I was like, man, I really hope they do Oswego. I really hope they do Oswego. And then they announced that, and I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. You know, a lot of Canadians have roots at Oswego with the Super Modifieds, and I was able to run the 200 Race of Champions pavement modified race there 2 years ago, which was an awesome experience. And just, it's just a really, really cool facility. And I think something with a lot of history, like the New York State Fairgrounds was, that I think will help build some momentum, you know, kind of pick up.
Starting from scratch, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be a brand new event, but a brand new event at a historical venue is something that's going to be pretty cool. You know, it's a cool grounds, you know, great facility. The grandstands are awesome, and I think it's going to be definitely a must-see event.
Yeah, should be. And as we're talking, we're at Merrittville tonight for the Big Block Tour, the Super Dirt Car Tour. Tomorrow night, you go home to Ransomville Speedway, and for the first time in over 40 years, your family's not owning that place. It's going to be kind of an emotional time to get home. You know, you've got your family with you, the new little guy, Parker. There's all this stuff happening with you, remembering your Uncle Alex. It used to be the Alex Friesen Summer Nationals, just Summer Nationals now. Tana is still there. There ain't nothing like the home base, but your mom and dad are going to be there, and everybody's going to be there. That's the emotional tie that keeps this on the ground, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, I grew up at Ransomville, and you know, running Packer trucks with my cousins and you know, doing every job that we could, cleaning up garbage, weed whacking, cutting grass, painting. You know, it was a lot of fun, and it was a youth definitely well spent, you know, hanging out with my grandfather and my uncles and my dad, and it was just a lot of fun. And you know, everybody's kind of got a little bit older, and you know, after my grandfather passed, it was just, you know, I think the place is in good hands now. They found a great owner for it, and you know, it was just time for the seasons to change a little bit. So yeah, going back there will be a little bit different. You know, I'm gonna have to pay to get in, which is gonna be weird. You know, that's gonna be the
that's never happened before.
That'll be the first time being on the other side of the ticket window. But you know, like I said, Tana's doing a great job as general manager, and they've, you know, they're really trying to upgrade the facility and bring some life into it. They're, you know, I haven't been there yet to see it, but I know they put a lot of new clay down, and they're trying to work with the track and make it better than what it was. So anytime that somebody's really is enthusiastic about the place, you got to be, you know, commend that.
Well, Stuart, it's you're part of the family, and we really enjoy watching your exploits. Congratulations on all your success, and certainly with this new truck venture with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and whatever it holds, the very, very best of luck with it.
All right, yeah, thank you so much.
Canada Stuart Friesen on Raceline Radio finished fourth behind winner Matt Shepherd at Merrittville that night, but the next night at Ransomville home base, Stu wowed the capacity crowd, his family and friends, winning the 100-lap Big Block Modified Main. He ranks only 28 points behind Shepherd for the championship. Great guy, great family, and what a fabulous story. All right, Lisa, that final pit stop is due. Then we come back and set up next week's show and more on the last lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru, powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
Yeah, this is Nigel Mansell, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? Like gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
TSO is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch, featuring a carbon effect dial with a remarkably rich design. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized TSO dealer. For more information, visit TISOWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T watches.com. TSO, Swiss watches since 1853.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand, absolutely free.
Thomas and Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. That white flag is up there, and that means we're on the last lap. So here's what we plan to do for you next week. Getting back in touch with former CASCAR champion, ACT veteran, and Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame inductee David Whitlock, who has a new race on his hands to tell you about. We meet David Bowen of Bowen and Bowers Motorsport, works with Brian Herta and Indy 500 winner Alex Rossi as we examine the sponsorship of a top-flight IndyCar team to keep it operational, plus more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Enormous Raceline thanks to Caden Lapsevich, Stuart Friesen, and A.J. Allmendinger. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski and Ryan Clark for ops and pre- and post-production, and to our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the Subaru WRX and WRX STI 11-time Canadian Rally Manufacturers Champion, and by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, engineered to excite. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.